Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. How would you rate the last hotel stay you had? Was the room clean or not? Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is January 8th, 2013. We're on day two of our technology article, High Tech Hotel Cleanliness. You can find it on pages 16 and 17 in your Advanced magazine. And it examines an area that most people don't think about. It's something, as Amanda said yesterday, we take for granted. Or we just assume it's going to be okay, and that is that your room will be clean. Well, that's not always the case. While a room might look clean on the surface, no stain on the carpeting, maybe the bathroom is neat and tidy, all the towels are folded, actually there are hidden dangers in hotel rooms waiting to attack you. Well, maybe not that serious, but there are hidden dangers. And back to discuss this article with me today are my two panelists from yesterday, Amanda Young-Pierre and Josh Mooney.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Great to have you two back here today for day two of this. Before we get into today's reading, let's maybe just go back, pick out one, maybe a key point or a key term from yesterday that we can just review.
Yesterday we talked about the magic wands that the housekeepers are waving at the Best Western hotels, and we said they almost look like they should be on a forensic investigation series. And I know a lot of our listeners are big fans of a show called CSI, and they use all sorts of high-tech gadgets to solve crimes.
Okay.
Yesterday, we also talked about germ-obsessed customers. Now, obviously, that's just talking about what kind of customer this person is. And to be germ-obsessed means that you are consumed with trying to get rid of germs around you. It has a little bit of a negative connotation that maybe they spend a lot of time trying to get rid of those germs. But I think we see that just because of what's been happening around the world, people are becoming more germ-obsessed.
I am married to a mildly germ-obsessed person, and I will admit she has done a great job in keeping our house clean and our kids healthy by washing their hands and teaching them the importance of cleanliness. So while I wasn't as focused on germs before I got married, I've appreciated how well she's kept things clean and healthy in our family.
Mm. Well, I think there's some moderation with all of this. I think it's something that we can't ignore it. And at the same time, we can't go overboard and become too germ obsessed.
I actually wouldn't call your wife germ obsessed. I'd call her have good common sense.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, one of the things that it's amazing. You speak of common sense, and yesterday we learned about some of these diseases and some of these viruses, such as E. coli and norovirus and bird flu, things like that. That's what I'm talking about when I say the hidden dangers in hotel rooms. Actually, they could be anywhere, restaurants or places, public bathrooms, of course, hotel rooms, but even on buses. Think about places where you put your hands or places that you eat. And there are many places. It just takes a little common sense.
That's right, to just take a minute and wash your hands, to perhaps carry an antivirus spray and put that on from time to time. You know, you reminded me of a couple of the movies. I think Hollywood has played on this fear a couple of times, right? The movie Outbreak, and I think there were a couple others that played on our fears of catching germs from the public.
Just, you know, common sense. One thing, just wash your hands, like Josh had mentioned. I'm actually very surprised. A lot of times, what's interesting here is I'm surprised how many people don't wash their hands when they really should.
Mm-hmm.
Especially even like in the bathroom, I will see people not wash their hands, and I'm stunned. Or maybe what they'll do is they'll walk over to the sink and they'll give it like this 5-second rinse. They won't even use soap. They'll just kind of rinse. They won't even dry their hands off. They'll just kind of wave their hands in the air and, you know, spray water all over everything, including me, and not even dry their hands off. So it's actually very important to use soap.
Yes.
Wash your hands vigorously for at least, like, I've heard 60 seconds. Dry your hands off. For instance, hepatitis C can be spread through moisture. Mm. So it's very important to dry your hands off after you wash it. Don't just give it that wave in the air. Use a couple of towels, dry your hands off to prevent hepatitis C from being spread.
What's very common in the States are people then using the towel that they dried their hands off with and then opening the door using the towel.
Yeah.
And they'll actually put a little trash can near the door now so that you don't have to touch the door handles on the way out of the bathroom just in case some folks, like Bill said, haven't washed their hands properly.
Mm. I actually do that.
Me too.
I actually will use the towel after I dry my hand to open the door because I know many men have come before me who have not washed their hands. They're kind of nasty. And so I use the towel to open up the door because I know they've all used their hands on the doorknob or the handle.
Maybe women are cleaner because I never thought of that till now. So, but maybe you're educating me.
I wouldn't assume women are cleaner. Sorry.
It's an interesting thought, though. Yeah.
But I do know one thing that is cleaner. That's hotel rooms, especially at Best Western. So let's get into our reading. Turn to page 17, and our first reading will be that left column.
Positive impact. Best Western is ahead of the other hotel groups in its price range with its cleanliness approach, says Bjorn Hansen, Dean of New York University's Hospitality School. And it can have an effect on market share. The program has already made guests happier, according to Best Western's internal measures. For hotels already using the wands, poll says, guest satisfaction for cleanliness of the room rose by 12%, and for the overall experience, by 13%. Guests are also 12% more likely to recommend their hotel, internal surveys show.
Okay, yesterday we learned a lot about Best Western and what they are doing to upgrade their cleanliness standards in their hotels. They've got 2,200 hotels in North America, very typical mid-range hotel chain, and they're located in many places that you would consider functional, close to airports, next to convention centers, in business districts. So their job is to provide nice, safe place for you to sleep, hopefully a comfortable bed, and you're going to use this as a place maybe to sit and do some work on your computer at night, just sleep, get up in the morning, and go to your meetings, go to your conventions. So interestingly, they're not going to, you know, woo you with fancy restaurants or luxurious amenities, but one way they will influence you is by having a clean room. And a lot of times in the mid-range hotel, motel range, that actually could be the difference maker, right, Josh?
That's right. The company Booz & Company did a research study we talked about yesterday asking customers what's most important in their hotel decisions in this mid-range price. And it's not style or design or customer service. In fact, it's cleanliness. Mm-hmm. And that's where we start our lesson today with the fact that making that competitive advantage in terms of upgrading their cleanliness has had a positive impact on business.
Yeah, it's very competitive, this price range in the hotels, because you're talking about Monday through Friday business travelers, guys like Josh, that this is the meat and potatoes of this range of hotels, this style of hotels, the business traveler Monday through Friday. And in fact, Best Western, how are they doing, Amanda?
Well, they are ahead of the other hotel groups in their price range with regard to this cleanliness approach that they're taking. And in fact, we hear from Bjorn Hansen, the Dean of New York University's Hospitality School. He said that it can have an effect on the market share as well.
Market share.
Yes, the percentage of the overall hotel business in this range that Best Western has. So that Maybe it's not just about price to these business travelers, that in fact they can gain market share or have a larger percentage of the overall business by improving cleanliness.
Okay. In fact, the program has already made guests happier, and that is according to what?
To some internal studies or internal measures that Best Western has conducted. So perhaps they have comment cards or on their website a quick email survey for guests to respond to what they liked about their stay. And for the hotels using the wands, satisfaction is up. So the companies like Best Western, they have an index of how they gauge customer satisfaction, and that index is up.
That comes from Ron Pohl, who is a Best Western vice president. We first heard from him yesterday, and he's talking about guest satisfaction. And what are some of those measures?
Well, the numbers we see for this guest satisfaction with regard to cleanliness of the room rose by 12%, and their overall experience going to a Best Western hotel has risen by 13%.
Okay, and guests are also what?
12% more likely to recommend the hotel. And that's something we talked about yesterday, the fact that social media and sites like TripAdvisor have all empowered us to tell everyone we know, whether they want to know or not, whether we liked a hotel or recommend a service. And 12% increase in guests recommending the Best Western is pretty strong.
Yeah. Okay, now a couple things here from this paragraph. Pohl says here, for hotels already using the wands, again, look on page 16 and you can see one of their housekeepers waving the wand over the bed there to attack the biological matter that might be there, the invisible biological matter there. And so those are the wands that they are using, the ultraviolet wands to zap the bad stuff, the viruses. So, and 12%, 13%, is this significant?
I think it is. I think the Best Western guest, there aren't a lot of other things, like you said, to get excited about in a Best Western. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like they're going to suddenly upgrade all their amenities to some luxurious style. So I think these increases in cleanliness are strong measures of growth for them. But I think it's also an indicator of how chains like Best Western are listening to their customers, doing more satisfaction surveys, responding to their needs, and not just telling customers what they should expect.
Yeah. Well, they are paying attention. And again, this is something that has transpired, of course, over the last 30 or 40 years. I would say I've seen it, is that hotels are much more attuned to getting the feedback from customers and finding out, okay, what did you like? What do you not like? And they actually will respond to this stuff much more.
Do you ever fill out a comment card or tell a hotel what you thought of it?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I do. And, you know, I might cite some good things and I might cite some things. I'll write down some things that I don't, you know, I wasn't really pleased with. So
how about
Amanda?
A TripAdvisor review? Have you ever written one, Amanda?
I have not written a TripAdvisor. I filled in the survey, you know, that you leave in the room. I've done that, but not actually gone onto the website. Mm-hmm. No. How about yourselves?
I am not a big commenter either, but my wife is.
Okay.
She will usually fill out a very thorough response to the comment card with positives and negatives.
Right. So she will do that. What about you, Bill?
I've made a couple of comments. I have to admit, it's been when I've had some negative experiences.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll agree on to things, you know, or I'll, you know, if people do make a comment on TripAdvisor or something, I'll indicate I agree. Mm-hmm. But I've had a couple negative ones, and so I'll make a note of that, because there's one of the worst experiences is going overseas and then ending up at a place that maybe had promised you certain things and then didn't deliver. Mm-hmm. And so it's especially when you are overseas, it's really a challenge then, because then you're stuck. You don't have many options.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to be careful when you do that, if you do travel overseas, to research that stuff. Okay, let's have our second reading for today.
At the Best Western Plus in Tempe, the black lights have changed the way housekeepers clean, because they highlight bacteria in places that may not otherwise be cleaned, says owner Rich Schnackenberg. The corner of a bathroom vanity, for instance, may now get extra attention. That's very important to a woman who is putting on her makeup. Schnackenberg says the hotel has prided itself on cleanliness. But while we felt it was clean, in some customers' minds, maybe it wasn't. He credits the program with travelers staying longer, an increase in the average length of stay increasing to 2.3 days versus 1.6 days. If they like it here, they stay a little longer. Powerful tool. The antimicrobial properties of the ultraviolet light have been used since the 1930s to kill germs. While it's invisible, it's intense enough to kill 99.9% of the germs responsible for causing illness, including E. coli, H1N1, Salmonella, and norovirus.
Bill Quinn here with Amanda Young-Pierre and Josh Mooney. We are on our last section in our reading here of High-Tech Hotel Cleanliness. It's on page 17. We're talking about Best Western hotels and some of the measures that they are implementing to make their hotel rooms much cleaner. And yesterday, we had mentioned a couple of the properties that already have in place the things such as the wands and the ultraviolet lights, and we mentioned Tempe, Arizona. It's just right next to Phoenix, Arizona. That's where Arizona State University is, in Tempe. And so, busy place here at the Best Western Plus, I'm sure, in Tempe. And what's going on there? What's made a difference?
Well, the housekeepers have changed the way they clean thanks to black lights, mm-hmm. because they highlight this bacteria and the hidden matter we talked about yesterday. Now we're talking about it more specifically, calling it bacteria. And this bacteria can be seen through this ultraviolet light. And that's according to Rich Schnackenberg, who is the owner of the Best Western Plus, which is a franchise system. So there's mm-hmm. individual owners of each of the properties.
Yeah, we had mentioned in this article that there are 2,200 Best Westerns in North America, but Josh made a good point. A lot of them are franchised out. So an owner such as Rich Schnackenberg, he might own not just one, but maybe 5 or 10 locations. He may have a management company. It might be called Schnackenberg Management Company. And they own maybe 5 or 10 hotels. Often these management companies are not limited by one chain. They might own Best Western hotels, and then they might own maybe 5 Motel 6s, and they might own 5 Red Roof Inns. So a lot of times the management companies will own different chains. And so there are certain levels of quality that they have to meet, expectations from the corporate office that says, hey, to have a franchise, you've got to run things this way. One of the ways that they've got to do this is, for instance, meet the cleaning criteria that Best Western has put in. So these black lights have changed the way. They've changed the housekeepers' lives.
Revolutionized the industry.
Yeah. They've also changed the customers' lives. So now, in fact, how has this impacted what the what some of the things that they do in the room we see in line 19?
Right. We go to a part of the hotel room. We go to the bathroom, the corner of a bathroom vanity. Of course, vanity is also in our vocabulary focus. That is a piece of bedroom furniture which has your mirrors and drawers to store things. So that's in the bathroom. And we see that that may now need some extra attention because these black lights or these wands have picked up where these germs are hiding. Generally, that happens because in bathrooms it's very wet, it's very good conditions for bacteria to grow, and so they're able to pick that bacteria up and clean it more effectively, which we see is very important, especially to us as women who like to put on our makeup by the vanity.
Do you have a vanity?
I do.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting here is, I just want to point out to our listeners that vanity in this case is a piece of furniture,
that's
right?
Correct.
But often, how do we use the word vanity?
We're often describing a person to say somebody that spends a lot of time worrying about their outer appearance.
Mm-hmm.
That has to do with, you say, that's vanity,
right.
Just worrying about the outward appearance.
Okay, All right. So I just wanted to clarify that for our listeners. Sometimes you'll see vanity used very differently from here. Now, Rich Schnackenberg then continues to say,
he says the hotel has prided itself on cleanliness. And when you pride yourself on something, that means that there's something you stand for or that's very important to you that you take pride in. And in this case, it's cleanliness that Best Western Plus in Tempe prides itself on.
But
while they felt it was clean, in some customers' minds, maybe it wasn't. So even though the hotel thought, well, yeah, we're doing a pretty good job, we're keeping it clean, possibly to the customers' expectations, it was not clean enough.
Well, you know, yeah, they might have been doing a good job. They might have been doing things the way they had been doing them for years. Mm. However, now as they are part of the Best Western franchise chain, a lot of times you need people from the outside to say, well, there's a different way of doing things. Certainly, it's possible Rich Schnackenberg and his company may not have thought of, geez, we need black lights and ultraviolet wands. A lot of people wouldn't think of that, right?
And it doesn't sound like he's completely sold that his hotel wasn't clean before the wands. He says maybe in some customers' minds, he's got some qualifiers there that he really did think his hotel was clean before the technology arrived. Mm. But now it is opening his team's eyes to the fact that there were things they couldn't see without this technology.
All right. What impact has this had? Well, we see another statistic there.
That's right. He credits the program with travelers staying longer. So customers are more satisfied, so they've decided to stay longer in his hotel.
How much longer?
Well, that's increased in their average length of stay from 1.6 days now up to 2.3 days. And when we see these decimal places and fractions of a day, it's not that someone's actually only staying now 3/10 of a day on that third day of their stay. But when we add up all the visits by visitors to this Tempe hotel and then divide them by the number of people, that's where you get an average. In this case, 2.3 days is now the average stay.
Okay, and he says if they like it here, they stay longer. Well, I'm not sure they're staying longer because the ultraviolet lights are zapping germs, but
right.
they like it there. So, and they are staying longer. Couldn't hurt. Having a clean hotel can only help increase the amount of time people stay. Last section, powerful tool.
Right. We learn a little bit about what these tools or these wands or black lights do. We learn about the first one, the ultraviolet light, is towards the antimicrobial properties of this ultraviolet light. And we see that it's been around for a long time. It's been used since the 1930s to kill germs.
Antimicrobial properties, Josh.
Yes, very interesting phrase. It's in our specialized terms relating to very small living things, especially those that make us sick.
Okay, and this technology has been around a long time. It just hasn't been convenient or in use in homes or businesses. Now, while it is invisible, it's intense enough to do what?
To kill 99.9% of the germs responsible for causing illnesses. And we see different kinds of illnesses that it is responsible in killing.
Right. We had talked yesterday about E. coli and this norovirus and H1N1 being the bird flu. But what about salmonella?
Salmonella is pretty scary. It's related to food. You think of it very often in the kitchen related to use of chicken. Mm. Raw chicken sometimes can get spread, can have raw salmonella poisoning get spread, and it causes a very bad stomach illness and sometimes death.
Yeah. Mm. Some of these diseases we talked about here, of course, are viruses that are spread. A lot of it we can't control because it just happens to be out there. However, we can control our exposure to some of these diseases and viruses, but I'll talk about that after our feature.
Janice, I don't remember this place ever looking this good, do you?
No, I am thinking this hotel and this whole hotel chain is priding itself on cleanliness. Just take a look at this vanity over here. Wow, it sparkles.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to accuse them of any mold or mildew growing in this place. not like before. They have done a top-notch job of fighting bacteria, or so it would seem.
Yes, just in the nick of time, I would add. I believe they were losing customers, like us, weren't they?
Janice, you are correct about that. I am certainly glad that I read that piece on the internet about this hotel and how it seemed like they were taking a forensic approach to keeping the complete hotel cleaner and zapping those nasty germs and bugs.
I had never heard of places that attracted customers for a good night's stay using black lights and ultraviolet light wands. I thought this was a case for CSI.
Well, I can only give this hotel praise. I'm relieved we're not going to have to switch hotel chains, especially when you think how many points we have accumulated staying at this chain. The service was great, but I never quite felt comfortable in their rooms. This just feels better now.
Yes, it doesn't look like I will ever pick up salmonella staying at this hotel. Ah, what a relief. I never want to go through that again.
Janice, no kidding. You suffered so much and talk about getting violently ill.
Well, I think their new approach will help them gain back their market share.
It is possible if they keep up these high standards outside and inside the room.
After all that driving, I'm really tired now. I think we should call it a night.
Yep. That's what I was thinking. It won't be difficult with the higher level of comfort.
Just give me a few minutes, and I'll be ready to relax.
Yes, dear. You have a good night's sleep. Nighty night.
I mentioned what we could do to prevent our exposure to some of these things. We talked yesterday about and today about cleaning your hands, washing your hands, being careful. But also when it comes to some of these things like salmonella and E. coli, be careful where you eat. A lot of people, especially here in Asia, I see them eating in the marketplace. I've done this too. And don't be careless because a lot of these places don't have standards, just the individual stands, the vendors. They'll use their knives again and again. A lot of their utensils are dirty. The bowls are dirty. So you might want to think twice about some of the places that you do eat because these are bastions of germs and bacteria and viruses. So there you go. Listeners, thanks for joining us here for this interesting article, High-Tech Hotel Cleanliness. Come on back next time. Till then, this is Bill.
Amanda.
And Josh.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.